This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of God's calls to man, and we raise the question about which of them do we have the right of choice, of acceptance or rejection, and which of them do we have no choice at all. I have pointed out already that we have no choice about our being born. We were called to life. There was nothing we could do about it. It was according to the eternal plan of God to put the power of reproduction into the bodies of men and women, and we are called to this life by our mother and father, as it were, in connection with the overall scheme and wisdom of God. In regard to God's call to perfection, to salvation, to belief, to obedience, to His one plan, to baptism, to the church, to the Christian life, to death, and to Hades, we have pointed out that all except the last two, you do have a choice. But in regard to death and Hades, you do not have a choice. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. God calls us to death, and we will die, unless Jesus should come again. You're not going to live forever. You're going to die unless Jesus comes before you do. And when you die, you will lift up your eyes, either in a place of pleasure or in a place of torment. We learn this in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 21. Where the Bible tells us in regard to the rich man and Lazarus that when the rich man died, being a wicked man, he lifted up his eyes in torment. He was in Hades, that is, in that part of Hades where the wicked go and thus suffer until the resurrection. This we find in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. The wicked are in that place. But Lazarus, being a righteous man, when he died, was carried by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. He was in the paradise of God, just as Jesus Christ said to the thief on the cross just before he died, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And yet Peter said in Acts chapter 2 that Jesus' soul was in Hades but was not left there long enough for his body to decay. Therefore it's clear that Hades includes both the place of the righteous and the wicked in the interim time between physical death and the resurrection from the dead. It is therefore clear that all of us who die, our souls or spirits, will go to Hades, but either to paradise, where the righteous go, or to Tartarus, where the wicked go. So we cannot escape God's call to Hades. Then we cannot escape God's call to the resurrection. I sometimes hear men say that only the righteous will be resurrected from the dead. But this is simply not so. Plainly and simply, the Bible teaches in the words of Jesus Christ himself in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, "Behold, the hour cometh in the which all that are in the tombs," notice that carefully, all that are in the tombs, everybody that has died, "all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that are righteous shall come forth unto life, and they that are wicked shall come forth unto the resurrection of condemnation." So all men will be raised from the dead, but the righteous will be raised to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," while the wicked will be raised to hear the words that will condemn them forever. After the resurrection, which we cannot avoid God's call to, someone might wish to live a wicked life and then be like a dog or a beast of the field, and when he dies, that's all of him. That's the end of him, as I've heard some people teach, and as I have read in their writings, that all the wicked will die, and that will be the end of them, just like a dog, he's dead all over. But the soul of the Spirit survives the death of the body, and Jesus will resurrect us from the dead, and then will call us all into judgment, as we find in Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 30, on to the end of that chapter in verse 46. He will call us all into judgment. Notice plainly, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. There will not be a single one of us that will escape being brought into the judgment. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, beginning with verse 1 and on through verse 11, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether those deeds be good or evil." My friends, you cannot escape the call to judgment. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you.